Welcome to the new. Every experience with God's Word promises to be refreshing and transformational. Receive today's message with high expectations as it brings power, light, and a fresh anointing to your life.
Somebody said to me, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Glory to God. Say that one more time. Say, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. And not only do you hear me, you always answer my prayers. Say it one more time. Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Glory to God. Put it right there in the comment section. Say it with conviction. Say, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome this morning to a whirlwind of testimony. Again, don't forget that all through this period, we want to get as many testimonies that are coming in. It's very interesting how people sent me these testimonies and they don't send it to the new experiences. I might not be able to put all those testimonies together. There's an admin team that focuses on that. So please, yes, I appreciate you sending me the testimonies, but I also want you to go further. And not just even sending me the testimonies, also sharing testimonies with me, because people do that as well. I'd like to encourage you to go to the link and go to that new experiences at weareneu.org, and you can share your testimonies there so that we can have all of them in one pot, in one place, pardon me, and then we can share them to the whole world, and God can see what, and people can see what God is doing in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, somebody say it. I'm ready to pray. Put it in a comment section. I'm ready to pray. Glory be to God. Before we begin to pray, I'd like to encourage you to share the link to today's prayers. Send it to someone, a friend, a colleague, a family member, and tell them it's about to rain in this place. Tell them it's about to rain in this place. Tell them it's about to rain in this place. All right, before we go ahead, can I see signify with an emoji if this whirlwind of prayers has been a blessing to you, particularly in helping you create and curate a prayer life. If this has helped your prayer life, I want to see it right there on the comment section, so that it encourages other people to know that this is not just why we come together every morning as a ritual. It's most importantly creating inside of you the consistency of the prayer life. Look, as a church, if we're able to do that, if that's all this does, then we've gotten something so powerful, right, that we are able to get everyone praying, creating a system of prayer in their life that at least the least person would pray for at least 1 hour or 30 minutes. Glory to God. This is why you have to do the favor by inviting and telling your friends, your department, people in your department, your community members to get right into this so that everybody is trained in prayer. Glory be to God. And you know, we effectively begin to pray. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray this morning? All right. If you have shared the link, I'd like to encourage you, because today we are going to be praying about money. Somebody shout money. Amen. And it's called Kudi Owo Ego. Glory to God. And there's nothing wrong about that. All right. There are times where you hear certain extremes and say, oh, I don't pray about money. God, I just follow God's plans and purpose for my life, and God blesses with me finances. And that's correct. But look, you can pray about anything and everything. Glory be to God. You can pray about anything and everything. Ephesians 4:6. You can pray about anything and everything. Glory to God. As long as you are praying it in God's will, then you are praying right. Praise the name of the Lord. If you are praying it in God's will, then you are praying right. So it's okay to pray about money. It's okay to pray about finances. It's okay to pray about your health. It's okay. Don't say, oh, I'm not going to pray about it. This word is just healing somebody right now. Don't say, I'm not going to pray about it, because we have been taught, a preacher said that, well, if you are really walking in God's plans and purpose for your life, then you shouldn't really be praying about certain things. They should be coming to you naturally. While that is true, that there are certain things will come to you when you're walking in God's plans and purpose for your life, that doesn't stop you, as a New Testament saint, to pray about anything and everything. Glory to God. So we are going to be praying about money this morning. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. All right. If we've shared the link, let's get right into it. Praise the Lord. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Genesis chapter 20, 42 and verse 25. Genesis 42 and verse 25. And this is the first thing we're going to be praying about this morning. While I was meditating this morning, the Lord said to me that there are people who your money and your resources are being used to fix problems. Your money and your resources are being used to fix problems, and there are investments that have been lost. Things that you should have used your money and should have converted the resources to an advantage for you, but it's been a big, big challenge in your finances. In fact, there are people under the sound of my voice, you've borrowed someone money, and for years now, you've not been able to get the money back because you have borrowed out of a good heart. But unfortunately, you need that finances right now, but you have nothing to do with that finances. You can't have that finances back. Glory to God. Now, what I want you to do this morning is, as we begin to pray, I want your heart to be stayed, because as we begin to pray, God is going to be moving mightily, mightily, mightily in our midst. This morning, Genesis chapter 42 and verse 25, the Bible says, then Joseph gave a command to fill their sacks with grain, to restore every man's money to his sack, and to give them provision for their journey. Thus he did to them. He says to restore every man's money. Somebody declared, my money is restored. Somebody declared, my money is restored. Somebody declared, my money is restored. You look, sometimes you've even spent your money in places you cannot trace. I don't know if this has happened to you before. You have money, but you can't trace what you use the money to do. In the beginning of the year, you said, I'm going to get a house. I'm going to get an apartment. I'm going to start a business. You have some money with you. You look through your bank account statement, and you can see that I have money. There's money coming in, but I can't see what I'm using that money to do. But there's a God in heaven that can restore finances. Glory to God. If he can restore health, he can restore finances. If he can restore relationships, he can restore finances. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes those finances were stolen, taken away. Sometimes by your own inability to be prudent. But sometimes it's even of a demonic operation as well. But God restores finances. Glory to God. So you're going to be praying this morning for restoration of finances. Any finances that are, any leakage in your life is blocked right now in the name of Jesus. Some people have financial leakages. They can't explain. Sometimes is their heating habits that is the leakage right there. Sometimes it's the relationships they keep around them that is the leakage right there. Glory to God. But by the power of the Spirit this morning, you're going to be praying concerning your finances, that there is going to be, in the name of Jesus, restoration in your finances. Every leakages are blocked right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? Declare this with me in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning I lift up my voices to you, and I decree and declare concerning my finances that every leakages, they are blocked right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare concerning my finances that my money is restored in the name of Jesus. The Lord God of heaven is giving to me favor where my finances are concerned in the name of Jesus. I declare there is order in my finances. I declare there is stability in my finances. As I pray in the spirit right now, I begin to bring everything together where my finances are concerned, and I go to a whole new level financially in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody begin to pray in the spirit right now. My money is restored. Likato peris gedegati jelekatolia baraka sosonde ketelia kaparwaka shada. I receive wisdom to be financially prudent. Lekato seli peraga shoko predika sonta lagaba rakasanta labakayabaraba. I receive wisdom. Somebody declare it, to take advantage of opportunities financially. La paroko sonte legaba likosoko paria katali lesosh telegaba. Rakashonta lagabalia kapo, eshanta lagabalia kapo, doko sonta labaka, arakashondo baradaraba. No more financial hardship in my life. Le paso toli, le kaparwa shedegada, rakosonta lagabai, ekasonto, libradalia kaparwa shedegada, le kaparwa shedekate, likosonta rabaka baron shedege, likatake koporos, levate, liproshonto, le katolia bakatalia monto, le parashande le kaba. Le poco songe riga son telegaba, li cosse, li bracashande, le proco songa bada, le proco sengre diga bahakte.
Oh shaligabaya leko seketeli makabato lokobundo likabanke telega sonde lagaba lekabara kashanda la badabadabadabadabadaba rakashekete.
Some of you have projects ahead of you. Some of you have things that is planned out ahead of you. You need money to be able to execute those projects. But in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ right now, I decree and declare every resources in your life that you don't even know about, in the name of Jesus, let them begin to come your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody begin to declare, Lord Jesus, help me to begin to identify financial opportunities in my life. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes to identify financial opportunities. Do you know that you can be living with a roommate that has a financial opportunity even though he doesn't need it, but he's closed in his mouth to say it because he does not think you know or you want those kinds of opportunities. But in the name of the Lord Jesus, from this moment, every financial opportunity is opened up to you right now. It's opened up to me right now. Paraka sonte lijele kabaria kate e sonto roba kata kata kabara e kasori jele kabara kate dia kaparwa kasanta laba. Every closed baraka sonte legade raka sonta laba. Closed talent, closed abilities, closed giftings that ought to bring up opportunities of finances for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus right now, I decree and declare la kate luso raka shede kede kata kata raka sonde labada. They are opening up for me right now. Le paraka sonte laba paro shedi le kupera gatelia iga sonte le gabaria katelia igo sonte rabala katelia iburu sonte le gabara katelia igo bondo sonte la gabara katelia para shende galadi para shende gadadi para shende gadadi para shende gadadi mako sonde la kadia pera soja ligra kateli e para gasongo le krekaskaratai le jila katalia katolia patalia kaparua kate. My money is restored. My money is restored. My money is restored. Somebody declare this with me. Every lost time, every lost destiny enhancing relationships, every lost finances, every lost opportunity is restored right now. Put it right there. Every lost time, every lost opportunities, every lost destiny enhancing relationships, every lost finances, every lost help, they are restored right now. In the name of Jesus. Leko sonte legabarwa kateli leko sonto libra kashakata ika sonte labakaya in the baraka shonde. In Jesus mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Oh shaka barakatelia, listen to me, children of God, as we pray this whirlwind of testimonies prayers, I want you to know that every prayer you pray is heard by God, and that's why I wanted to take this prayer seriously. Every prayer you pray, God is a prayer answering God. Every prayer you pray is heard by God. I want you to open up your mouth. Don't just receive prayers and don't just listen to those prayers. I want you to get up and pray with your mouth. In the name of Jesus, declare it again. In the name of Jesus, every lost finances is restored back in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you have invested your money in the wrong place. Some of you have put money in savings that you ought not to put in. Some of you have kept money places that should be invested. There are finances, money you've given out, businesses you've gotten involved with, but it's stocked in a moment. But in the name of Jesus Christ right now, I decree and declare, every lost finances is restored to you right now. Every lost, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say now. 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 Put it right there. Declare with a conviction now, 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 in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me, children of God. You know why we're praying this prayer? Because the Lord says to me, told me that he's about to give an avalanche of financial harvest. And it's not just because of you, it's because of the end time agenda. What is about to happen, because we're in the last days. The Bible says, through the greatness of thy power had thy enemies subdued themselves under thy feet. We are in the last days. And in this last days, one of the things that God is going to do massively is finances, financial power in the hands of the believers, through which they are going to be able to perpetuate agendas for him. Through which they are going to be able to do things, create music, create systems, create movies, start businesses, all so that the funds would be for the arounding of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why you need to see this. You have to see finances as a consecration as well. You have to see having wealth and riches as a consecration so that God would give you the capacity to be a blessing to the earth. Glory to God. That's why we're going to be praying the next prayer. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Oh, Rabashanta Labakasha. Somebody declare it, I'm wealthy. Declare it, I am wealthy. The Bible says, and you shall remember the Lord your God. It says, for he is the one that gives you power. Somebody shout power there. Declare it. Say it. Power, power, power. It says, the one that gives you power to get wealth. Look, if I have this phone with me and I want to give it to you, because it is my own, that's why I can give it to you. I have the power to give it to you because it is mine. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the worlds and they that dwell therein. I have the power. I can give it to you. It says it's the one that gives us power to get wealth. What is power? I want to tell you four definitions of power. Number one, power is the ability to do. In other words, it's the one that will give the ability to do what to get wealth. My God. It's the one that will give you the ability. Power is the ability to do. In other words, when it gives you power to get wealth, you now have the ability, my goodness, the strength, the capacity, the favor, everything required that culminates together to your getting wealth. He says it's the one that gives you power to get wealth. Another definition of power is the capacity and strength to influence outcomes. The capacity and strength to influence outcomes. Power is the capacity and strength to influence outcomes. In other words, it says it's the one that gives you power, is the one that gives you the capacity, and is the one that's giving you the strength to influence outcomes to your favor. That's power. Number three, power is the unstoppable force that compels compliance. It's the unstoppable force. Maragatolia bara. When God gives you power to get wealth, you now become unstoppable, an unstoppable force to compel compliance. Somebody declare it right there. I am unstoppable. I have the unstoppable force that compels compliance. Makara toli barashat. Erakat. Somebody, you are going to experience that power from today. That power to get wealth. Makara kasoso. You have it inside of you. You know that. But from today, you begin to experience it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody declare, I have the unstoppable force that compels compliance. That's power. Marashandala bakatolia baratara. Right now we are going to pray. Today, oh God, I begin to walk in that power. I begin to manifest that power to get wealth. I begin to manifest that power. It's one thing to know you have the power to get wealth. It's another thing to begin to manifest it. Put it right there in the comment section. This moment, I want you to share the link to somebody, to a friend, to a family member. Let them join in. Barazi katolia from today. Bakarwa parashe lezikra akatolia barakatalia rejunde ketokotalia kaparo tatekete. I have that unstoppable force that compels compliance. Lekopara kashanda labata. I have the ability to do. Parakasoketelia kaparwa. And I begin to manifest it. I begin to manifest it. Le raka sheketelia katalia bada. Raka sakateli kopo. Somebody begin to pray in the spirit. Maka shede balakata. Raka sontela bata balabakata. Pera shontelegatelia kasa. Le paraka shontelebakapa. When you begin to operate that power, one of the things that will happen is that you will have eyes to see. La kaparo shonta. You will have fragrance of favor that will continuously bring and attract helpers, attract investors, attract businesses, attract supporters, attract finances to you. La kerwa parosha, le kaka 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 koko takata, e barazote, le kraka shante lagada. Somebody pray in the spirit. La katoli katalia kaporoshete le kata, rasonte le kaparoshente laba. I refuse to remain in this level of finances. La kerwa kashante lagaba. I grow in leaps and bounds. La kerwa pete, le shote legaba. Je de gada gada bada gada 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 bada gada gada ba. Raka I receive fresh grace concerning my finances. Every cloth, every blockage, that as I refuse the free flow of the water through the pipe for my finances,
in the name of Jesus. Every clutter, I take them out of the way. I take them out of the way. I take them out of the way. Arashanta labaka. Every negative relationships, that is resisting my greatness. Every wrong relationship that is resisting the flow of finances. Somebody declare that. For some of you, that is the challenge there. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lara peroko perasa sonte le poroko shete lekata paraka sonte lebada. Somebody declare this. My capacity to accommodate wealth is enlarged. Leraka perasotolia paraka. My capacity to accommodate wealth is enlarged. E paraka sonto lobata. My mind is receptive. My mind is receptive. Oh, declare that. My mind is receptive. My mind is receptive. Leraka sonte legadaga daga daga da. My imagination is lightened. My imagination is lightened. My imagination is lightened. Paraka soke telia koporuakasha. Likatolia patakata. Eshedekadakata baroko shondomana. From today, I refuse to struggle where finances is concerned. Alakoli, esekelia, ekatoli, ekaparwa, eshelekataya, ekasoka raka sheketeli, perakopoluakasha. If you know anyone that is struggling with finances, I want you to send these prayers to them. Alakaruakasha. Listen, children of God, all through today, I want you to pray concerning your finances. Take it seriously. I'm enlarged. Somebody pace around and move around. Declare it. I'm enlarged. Concern my finances. I have the unstoppable force that compels compliance. I have the capacity and the strength to influence outcomes. But decisions, my capacity and strength is influencing the outcomes. Policies for the government, policies where the government are concerned, I have capacity and strength to influence outcomes. There's somebody understand my voice. God says, stop, quit looking at the resources you currently have. Keep looking at the channel you currently see. Open up your eyes. Lift up your head. Stop saying the harvest is 4 months away. Lift up your heads and see that the harvest is ripe already. Lekarwa shatalaba, eke koporo katilia kaba, eloso libarasha likabate lipragateli peruskondelega iporoshendegedaya irababa baba 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 lekakakakakaka eporo parakateli eshale bakayada irakashedeba eparakashanta eshandala baka. I'm grace for finances. I'm decorated. Wealth and riches are in my house. Wealth and riches are in my house. Wealth and riches are in my house. Parakatolia patala katakatakata. He says, remember the Lord your God, for he's the one that's giving you power to get wealth. By the reason of this prayer, everything that needs to happen, somebody say amen to this, everything that needs to happen that will change your levels financially, let it begin to happen right now. Paragasoni, perakatelia kaporua kashandela baka, every change of mindset, every client that needs to come to your life, every door that needs to open, every business that needs to open, every investment you need to partake in, every job that you need to get, your story is changing. Carry up. tell you, Eporojele Kataya, Eparaka, Perason Belakava, Likeke, Parakatoli, Eparakatoli, 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 Palakatelia Kopoto, Apalakatelia Kopoto, Epalakatelia Kopoto, Parakatelia Kopoto, Parakatelia Pokoto, Makashatela Gabaya, Perason Telege, Peroa Shede, Parakashondo Lobakato Yabarakate. Somebody declare it concerning my finances. I enforce the authority of God. Devil, take your filthy hands off my finances. Somebody declare that prophetically. Devil, take your filthy hands off my finances. Devil, take your filthy hands off my money. I resist you in the name of Jesus. Somebody begin to declare this. I marry accurately in the name of Jesus the earthly principles of finances and the spiritual principles of finances. I marry accurately earthly principles of finances and spiritual principles of finances in the name of Jesus. What are those earthly principles? Increased value. You know, those are earthly principles. What are those spiritual principles? Giving, prayers, spiritual principles. I marry them together, and I receive an outcome of supernatural manifestation in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody declare this prophetically. That's the word of the Lord today. I have made room. I have made room for more. I have made room for more. Oh my God. I feel an excitement in my spirit. I have made room for more. I have made room for more. I have made room for more. Parakasote lega bale kapalua. Eshele gada 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 gada. Eporoko sonto. Allah parua kata. If you go to a filling station and you're filling a car, as you're filling the car to the tank, we get to a point when the fuel can no longer enter into the tank because it is to the brim. It's filled already. But when you make room for more, you can keep going and going and going and going and going and going. Hey, somebody has made room for more today. In the name of Jesus Christ, le pare kasuso. Listen to me, children of God. No longer everyone on the sound of my voice that has been roving around a border point of certain level of finances, certain level of money, roaming around that border for years. Hear ye the word of the Lord. I come with a tongue of fire. Perate, paronde, jelekatri, ekrosutelia, ekashatele kata, aparaka suseke, taparia kata. I break you from that hold of that place in the name of Jesus. Go into your next level. Go into your next level. Go into your next level. Oh, somebody demonstrate this prophetically. See, I leap into my next level. I leap into my next level financially. Listen to me, children of God. All this prophetic spiritual exercise we are doing here is accumulating to something. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. Parake paria no mokoliba. Igeteli polia skobele peradinia polua kilia. Pele komo pali sosilia. Eshali gadai. Iporoko santa. I leap into my next level. Paraka shanta labakaya. Ekaraka sontelegaba. Elaka. Listen to me, children of God. Before the next 3 months, I don't know who's going to take this one. I don't know who's going to cut this one, but I prophesy over you. Because the word of God has not been falling down where this world with of testimonies are concerned. The Lord has been confirming all his words with signs and wonders following. I don't know who's going to take this one, but I declare in the next 3 months, you'll be able to single-handedly take up the project of a whole church in the name of Jesus. By the blessing of God upon your life, by the robustness of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. Paraka shakata, leap into your next level. Paraka ko paraka talia paraka taka taka daba yaba. As your pastor, I stand in gap for you. Paraka tolia katalia kasoto. Everyone who has been contained to a spot of finances, akata kataya, I break that hold in the name of Jesus. Alak porakalia, I break that hold in the name of Jesus. Paraka talia pa, leap into your next level. Leap into your next level. Leap into your next level. Ekateli peroshotelia. Katoli, Parakasota, Ekatolia Bada, begin to undo Allah Kata 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 Kata. What eyes has not seen, what ears has not heard, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Allah parakaso. Somebody begin to give God praise. 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 Praise. Allah katolobada. Ele boko shundu. Ila bakatali gabahaya. Imato. Mentoro godoi. Mentoro godoi. Mentoro godoi. Mentoro godoi. Mande kesoto. Ela parushondo gobaha. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Wow. Oh, Labada. Somebody said, I've made room for more. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. Wow. God bless you all. See you tomorrow at the same time. Don't forget to share your testimony. Wow. There's such a glory in this place. I've made room for more. Share your testimony to the new experiences at wearethenew.org and continue to pray these prayers. Share with someone. All through this week, we are praying concerning finances and we're going to harvest massive testimonies of finances in the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't forget, we continue to get some money today on the Island Church by 7 p.m. It's been showing live on YouTube as I start to teach the Part A series under murmuring. Still what we'll be touching about, which is the tongue and tongue, but we're talking about murmuring today. God bless you, everyone, and have a robust week. And open your eyes to those opportunities.
We hope you were greatly blessed by today's message because God still has so much He wants to share with you. So stay connected every week to experience uplifting and life-changing moments in His presence.